Our guest this morning is Sam Kaufman, who is the Fond du Lac County Executive. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
After all those nice, sunny, enjoyable, mild summer days, now we got a little rain today. So,
but we needed it. We definitely needed the rain, though.
No doubt. No doubt. Fond du Lac County Board met last night. A presentation was given by Tom Weber of Just Us Service, which had to do with the jail. I don't normally ask this question, but did you have a fair turnout from the public?
There was, when I turned and looked, there was a number of people that appeared, not as many as I thought would have.
Mm-hmm.
I expected there would have been a lot more people. You know, all we can ever do is put the information out there, say, hey, this is going on. I know we put it on social media, let people know to the different groups involved, but I'd expected there would have been more people that would have attended, but there were still some that did. And I appreciate that they did make the effort to come and listen.
So what did you find out from the presentation?
Honestly, nothing that really surprised me at all. His bed count verification was based on what he saw as a trend. His bed count was around 450. And that was anticipated a need for, say, 15 years from now. You know, that's always a scary thought to me, truth be, Bob. I look at that and think, if we're already at, say, close to 300 beds right now, and he's forecasting a need for 450 in 15 years, what does that tell you about our society? You know, the crime rate is going to be going up. We're going to be arresting even more people. I mean, it's a sad situation when you look at that statistic. That there has to be that type of a need. And it's just not isolated to us. It's obviously, statewide, nationwide, we're seeing the criminal activity go up, more violent crimes, a lack of morals, appreciation for life. It's a common theme throughout the country right now, but it's a very sad state of affairs when I heard that number and think, this is where we're trending. This is kind of where we're at. And it's just a very sad situation. I know I was talking to the DA a few days ago. He's in the middle of a very important homicide trial right now. And I remind him, I said, I've been here long enough to remember the days when if there was one a year homicide, everyone knew. Now it's just like, okay, another one. Mm-hmm. It's just a very sad state of affairs as far as what's happening to us right now. But otherwise, no, his report itself verified that number. He has statistics in regard to the trend with regard to our population. And I was a little confused by that one because our population is trending downward based on census numbers. I'm not really sure I was in agreement with him on where he was coming up with his statistics and what his basis was for that. He factored in, of course, female versus male inmates, our needs for their juveniles factored in also. One of the recommendations he had was with regard to the use of a criminal justice coordinating committee, which is what different counties have been doing as a way to try and look at policies and practices to see if it can result in a reduction. But what's interesting to me is even though he emphasized that, he makes a note that in the end, it's not going to really make some big reduction number. Mm-hmm. And so it was a little bit conflicting to me as far as what he put emphasis on and then what he says is really the end result. So I don't know how much value there will be. I think it's good to have a group that can look at different things and give maybe a recommendation. But as far as the type of authority they may have or effectiveness, that's kind of still out to the jury. I just don't know at this point.
Okay. Housing project at the Fond du Lac County campus. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, let me update you on that one. That is very exciting to me. I have been trying for years already to try and look at county property that we can make available for housing projects because I've seen the study that the city of Fond du Lac had for housing. I know there's a need for housing, in our county. We are trying to figure out what options we have. The county has limited space, but the campus, I thought, great opportunity. We have surplus land there. The county board, as you may recall, had approved a sale of 12 acres to Joe Ziegler from the Ziegler Group for housing, and we closed on that finally. He has already started that project. That is going to be 90 senior living units there at the campus. And if you know Joe Ziegler and his group, that is high quality that he produces. He will not have a problem finding tenants for that. But more exciting to me is there's other sections of land at the campus that we are now exploring that we can look at other housing projects also. And then we've got the rugby field land that we are now in the process of reviewing for a possible subdivision for commercial development. You know, all of this property by doing this creates housing, commercial opportunity, but more importantly, gets back on the tax roll then, because this land for the county is not in the tax roll. And this gives us an opportunity to increase the tax base, for property here in the city of Fond du Lac itself. So I think there's some great opportunities we have out there. And Joe Moore from the city has been fantastic to work with to help us get these projects off the ground, because I know he sees the value in all this, too, and the benefit to the city of Fond du Lac. So, yeah, that great partnership with the county and the city and these projects have been very, very fruitful, and I'm very thankful for them.
Okay. The other thing is the Veterans Park, obviously that was a big project, and people got to see what it looks like on Memorial Day. How did that turn out?
Yeah, that was. I think everyone was impressed. I think that they saw what, you know, we envisioned was a true park that honored our veterans. What we're trying to figure out right now, though, is what activities would be or should be allowed out there at that park. You know, there's two perspectives on it. We've had groups that tell us, well, it should be a memorial. But, you know, then I get county board supervisors who, like last night, basically it said, okay, but it's not a graveyard. You know, there are names on that wall that are of soldiers that are still alive, and we want to bring activity out there to bring attention to them. So we've got those different perspectives that are going on. And so the committee itself will be revisiting this issue with regard to a policy on what activity should be out there and defining what would be allowed out there. We have a permit process through the Land Information Department that will control what types of activities, so we know that it's not going to get out of hand out there. And I don't envision that there's going to be wild events out there whatsoever. They would be respectful events, out there. And my goal would be to even allow veterans groups to have events out there. But currently, right now, veterans groups cannot have any special events out there at all under our current rules. So we're trying to figure out a way to go through and change that to allow activity. And I remind the county board a few different times now, you know, the donors that contributed over half the amount for that park, many of them want activities down there to bring attention to downtown Fond du Lac also, to draw people into from other communities to downtown. So there's going to be a balancing act here. We want to do something that creates activities, but at the same time needs to be respectful to our veterans and that the fact that the park honors them also. So it'll be an ongoing discussion. I anticipate, and I've mentioned to the chair of the committee, that I wouldn't mind seeing a public hearing in August to allow groups and individuals to come on in and give their input as far as what types of activities should we have out there itself. So I'll be looking forward to that discussion.
Sam, after last night's county board meeting, you have a new director of land information and parks. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Dean Katterbeck is the new director. Terry Dietzel retired, which is a major loss for our county. He has been amazing to work with. I got to know Terry when I chaired the UW Extension Ag and Rec Committee when I was on the county board, and then now as a director when I was county executive. You know, his vision for our park system, our trails, it's a tribute to him. The condition of our parks and trails now as he left is really a tribute to his vision, his leadership, even a Veterans Park. You know, it's a major loss for our county to have him retire, but obviously I wish him the very best. He is a friend. He's a good man. He has done a fantastic job for our county. But Dean Katterbeck comes on in with over 30 years of experience also. He was part of the park system in Manitowoc County. He ran departments in Columbia County, well-versed in all aspects with regard to code enforcement, GIS, parks, planning. He's a planner. He's actually also a planner himself, too. So he starts actually next Monday. The county board confirmed his appointment last night. So we are very excited about his coming on board and looking forward to working with him.
Sam, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
We've been talking with Fond du Lac County Executive Sam Kaufman.